Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk... Well, normally we talk about what you want to talk about. But it is Fan Friday, and we have been celebrating Sega all week long. It has been a great week. We've had some great guests with Mark from Meteors and Milk over here. And it's been a lot of fun. But today, I'm going to be the fan. I've talked to all week why, you know, or not why, but all week that I love Sega. I'm a Sega kid. Always have been. Always will be. I mean, they're very, like, if they announce something, it's shut up and take my money because I love them so much. And a lot of people were asking, well, you know, why? That you have Nintendo, you have PlayStation. Why are you a Sega person? And the answer is simple. They're games. I've always enjoyed their games. All the games on Sega Genesis especially. You know, I remember being a little kid and playing Sega all the time. I had a SNES, but I preferred my Sega. I mean, when you look at some of the games, like the Phantasy Star, the Rise Star, Sonic, Vector Man, Virtual Fighter, Comic Zone, Echo the Dolphin, Golden Axe, Altered Beast, Bonanza Bros, a lot of these games we've been talking about all week on the show. Beyond Oasis, Dr. Robotnik. I mean, there's a whole lot of them out there. And I just love them all. You know, something about the games, their style of games, just seemed, I don't want to say edgier than Nintendo, because I do. I love Mario and things. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate Nintendo the way that I hate Sony. But it's... The way Sega went about it and all their innovations, you know, Thursday we talked about all the stuff with the Dreamcast and everything, but I remember the Sega Saturn having those CD-based games and have games like Nights in the Dreams and so the Sonic R. I played Sonic R like you would not believe. I loved that game. And... so many wonderful games, and I know it didn't do as well as it should have, but it still had a lot of really cool things that went along with it, you know, as far as like extra memory and everything. House of the Dead, Panzer Dragoon, that was great. Shining Force, they were all just wonderful games, and that is something that would continue on into the Dreamcast. You know, I've mentioned that the Dreamcast is my all-time favorite system, and I will stand by that. I love it so much. I need to play it like all the time because there's so much. You talk about great games. I mean, we mentioned games like Shenmue and Seaman and Samba de Amigo, but you also had like Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio. You had the 2K series, Sonic Adventure. There was just so many great games. Even licensed games like Ash vs. Evil Dead. Space Channel 5 was a crazy music game that ended up being a whole lot of fun. They even had the keyboard attachment for Typing of the Dead. Skies of Arcadia was amazing. There's just, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I'm looking at the list on Wikipedia here, and I mean, you could, every letter of the alphabet, you could name a good game. Alone in the Dark, those are always great. I'm not going to go through the alphabet just because that would be a little ridiculous, but the VMUs, you know, this was a time when you had you had Pokemon, but it's, they weren't, you know, you had your Tamagotchis, that's what those were. And with the VMU, you could put your Chows or whatever on there, and it's your memory card, but it was a controller within itself, and you could take it on the go and do things to unlock in-game features. That was always really cool. And then on games like the football games, you can make your play calls there on the tiny screen on your controller, so nobody, you know, could see. Oh, Fighting Vipers was a great game. Nobody could see what choices you were making and what you were doing, and something that I loved. You know, I know now you can hide your thing or make a fake pick or da da da, but none of them just really seemed to live up to what like the VMU did. Dave Mira, that was a great game. There's the thing with Sega is, like I said, they've just always had such phenomenal games and support, and even when, you know, they were the underdog, they still would rally around and come up with new things and crazy things. Ready to Rumble boxing, stuff that, oh, the bass fishing, you had a fishing rod controller that you could get, and it was a lot of fun, like one of the only games I ever saw my dad play. And there's just something about the level of game and the quality of game and the love of the games that Sega put into them that really came across to me, and I just adored and loved, you know, all their characters, all their commercials. One of the reasons I'm an Xbox person is because, you know, Sony put Sega out, I mean, not just Sony, but predominantly Sony put Sega out of business, so screw those guys, you know, I don't like them. And there's a lot of other reasons I don't like Sony, but so I like Microsoft. And in Microsoft, I can see that same passion and innovation that Sega had back in the day. Yeah, Segas are just wonderful systems. So I highly recommend you go pick up the Sega Genesis Collection on Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, whatever system you play on. Rumor has it they're going to drop a Genesis Classic like Nintendo does later on this year. They have little like crappy ones you can get at Bed Bath & Beyond. I have one of them. They're kind of cool, but the controllers are real, real bad. If you could just plug in your own controllers, it would make everything way easier and better. But so we'll see what goes on with that. But yeah, I love Sega. Thank you, Sega. You're wonderful and amazing, and we love you. Let us know, do you love Sega? Are you one of those Sony people or Nintendo people? I mean, we can all get along for the most part. Let us know in the comments below here or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there and always have great content coming your way. You can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. That way I can hear from you and respond, you know, or talk if you're just like, you know what, Sega's dumb. I would love to hear your wrong arguments on that. And see what you had to say. Make sure you click that little subscribe button. That way you can check out all the shows, not just me here at The Night Nerd, but also DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Great things going on all those. Derek just came back to Blah Blah, so good things. But that's going to be it. I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.